This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's spokeswoman, Kira Yarmish, Saturday confirmed Navalny has died in Russian custody, citing an official notice given to Navalny's mother. Speaking in a video statement, Yarmish said the official notice said Navalny died at 2:17 p.m. local time Friday. Russian prison officials said the 47-year-old Navalny fell unconscious and died after a walk at the Polar Wolf Arctic Penal Colony in Karp, about 1,900 kilometers northeast of Moscow, where he was serving a three-decade sentence. VOA's Russian service correspondent Misa Kovadovsky told VOA's Global Crisis Program there's already reason to question the official Russian version of how Navalny died.
Lyudmila Navalny, Alexei Navalny's mother, reportedly stated to the Russian independent newspaper Novaya Gazeta that she last saw her son in prison on Monday, and she described him as healthy and cheerful. So the question remains, like, what affected his health so promptly that he passed away in such a short term?
Meanwhile, Ukraine's new army chief said Ukrainian troops have withdrawn from the town of Avdiivka to avoid being encircled by Russian forces, paving the way for Russia's most significant advance in months. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
General Alexander Sirsky said the withdrawal was to, quote, preserve the lives and health of servicemen. Capturing Avdiivka is key to Russia's aim of securing full control of the two provinces that make up the industrial Donbass region. It could also hand President Vladimir Putin a battlefield victory as he seeks re-election next month. The announcement also comes as Ukraine faces acute shortages of ammunition, with U.S. military aid delayed for months in Congress. The loss of the town, therefore, may give President Volodymyr Zelensky a stronger case to ask the West for more urgent military aid.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Saturday there is an extraordinary opportunity in the months ahead for Israel to be integrated into the Middle East as Arab countries are willing to normalize ties with the country. Speaking on a panel at the Munich Security Conference Saturday, Blinken said there are new facts that could make peace between Israel and Palestinians easier.
Starting with the fact that virtually every Arab country now genuinely wants to integrate Israel into the region, to normalize relations if they haven't already done so, to provide security assurances and commitments so that Israel can feel more safe and more secure.
Blinken also highlighted the urgent imperative to proceed with a Palestinian state that would also ensure the security of Israel. In the U.S. Capitol of Washington, D.C., charges have been filed against a man accused of shooting three Washington police officers in a shootout earlier this week. Associated Press correspondent Haya Pijwani reports.
Law enforcement were trying to serve an animal cruelty warrant and ended up in a day-long standoff. Officers removed several guns and 31 dogs from the home of a man named Stephen C. Radigan, also known as Julius James. The shot officers were treated for leg and arm wounds and have been released. Radigan told police that he fired the shots because he feared for his and the dog's safety. He's been charged with assault with intent to kill while armed, assault on a police officer while armed, and possession of a firearm during a crime of violence. I'm Haya Pijwani.
African leaders have convened Saturday in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa for a two-day summit as the continent endures coups, conflicts, political crises, and regional tensions. Ahead of the annual gathering, African Union Commission Chairman and Chad politician and diplomat Moussa Faki Mahamat expressed great concern that many nations are dealing with violence both in Africa and elsewhere. United Auto Workers are threatening to strike once again at Ford Motor Company's massive Kentucky truck plant. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The United Auto Workers Union says nearly 9,000 workers at the Kentucky truck plant in Louisville will strike at the end of next week if a dispute over local contract language is not resolved. This is Ford's largest and most profitable factory. Back in October, UAW workers shut down the Louisville plant during national contract negotiations that ended with large raises for employees. At the time, Union President Sean Fain said the new contract wasn't just about economic gains.
For too long, it's been one-sided, and working class people have been left behind.
The issues now involve health and safety and Ford's efforts to reduce the number of skilled trade workers. Ford says it looks forward to reaching an agreement at the Louisville plant. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.